Bob Grambling's back with you as we have James Timberlake back in the chair this morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
What do you know today?
What do I know today?
Not a whole lot. Do you know anything today?
No.
You don't know anything? Well, that's why we're here every day, right, James?
Indeed. I'm going to learn something.
We're going to learn something new every day. We're going to learn that in 1896, the first recorded automobile accident happened. Two vehicles, Henry Wells, and driving the new Duryea motor wagon, the first automobile model to be made, collided with Evelyn Thomas riding a bicycle. She broke her leg.
That is, man, she probably had a vendetta on cars for the rest of her life.
And they put him in jail.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
That works.
1928, Dodge Brothers Incorporated merged with Chrysler on this date, 1928.
Okay.
1937, the Golden Gate Bridge. What a feat. What an archaeological, not an archaeological, what a
architectural
gem. Yeah. Was opened by President Roosevelt, Washington, D.C., pushed a button signaling the start of vehicle traffic over the Golden Gate Bridge.
Wow. He pushed a button?
Well, I'm sure it was ceremonial. Look at the time frame.
The theoretical button?
Yeah, the theoretical. 1937. There was no actual button that connected it. Yeah.
Analog.
Right. Brisket day today. You like brisket?
Yeah, I like brisket.
I love brisket.
Love some good brisket.
I know.
Hamburger. Put it on a sandwich.
I know. Hamburger day.
Okay.
Right.
You a brisket or a hamburger person?
Both.
Both?
I love them both.
Okay. Right. You're really stepping out on a limb there, Bob.
I am.
I'd probably go hamburger, personally.
Okay.
Just the meat. It's a little more versatile than brisket is.
The hamburger?
Yeah, because you can do a bunch of different stuff with hamburger.
Yes, you can. Do you know the most efficient way that you can eat a burger?
Yeah, you've told me this.
All right.
This is on the show. I remember this. You got to flip it upside down.
Experts in fluid mechanics engineering said you should hold your burger with thumbs and pinkies on the bottom, middle three fingers on top. The uniformly spread fingers will keep the burger together at all times.
Oh, what was the upside down one? Do you remember that one?
I do remember that. I'm not sure what it was.
Oh, it was a cupcake. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Thus keeping the contents from mushing out.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So
that does happen.
Spread the hands.
That's annoying.
Spread the hands on the burger.
When that does happen, that's annoying. When the stuff falls
out
the back.
Right, I know, right?
Annoying.
And then it's on your shirt.
Yeah.
You want to know, the sandwich was named after John Montague, the fourth Earl of Sandwich.
Fourth Earl of Sandwich?
That's right. Who reportedly invented it to eat without leaving the gambling table. The story goes that Montague requested meal between slices of bread so he could eat while playing cards, leading to the food bearing his title.
Interesting. How does one get the fourth Earl of Sandwich title?
There was a third Earl and a second Earl and probably a first Earl.
I got to get to that point.
The Caesar salad was named after
Julius.
Yes, the Roman general and statesman. False, James.
Okay. I don't understand why it would be named after him.
It was actually named after Cesar Carnegie, an Italian-American restaurateur who invented the salad in Tijuana, Mexico in the 1920s. Right. All right?
Interesting.
Yeah. Eggs Benedict was created by...
Benedict Arnold.
People think that, but not the case. Lemuel Benedict, a New York stockbroker.
Hmm.
Who allegedly ordered it as a hangover cure?
Yeah, that makes sense.
1894.
Yeah, Eggs Benedict is heavy. Yeah.
Right.
Not something I would normally eat for breakfast, just because it's a heavy breakfast.
It is heavy breakfast. Beef Wellington, named after the Duke of Wellington.
Duke of Wellington, yeah.
Who defeated Napoleon at the Battle of Waterloo.
I've seen his grave.
Oh.
At the Tower, or not the Tower of London, the St. Paul's Cathedral in London.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
All right. How about Graham crackers?
Invented by Peter Graham.
Sylvester Graham.
I'd put a guess out there.
You're close, James. You got half of the name.
Yep.
19th century dieter reformer.
Okay.
Graham promoted a vegetarian diet and the use of whole wheat flour, which led to the development of the cracker that bears his name.
Vegetarian, too.
Right, and that's a vegetarian.
Way ahead of his time.
Yes. The Reuben.
Oh, one of the great sandwiches of all time. I have no idea who made it, though.
Reuben Kalofsky.
Okay.
A Lithuanian-born grocer in Nebraska.
Really?
Yes.
I would not have guessed that.
Yeah.
I always just associate Reuben with New York, because that's where, you know, the New York Reuben is a popular saying.
This is a Lithuanian-born grocer.
In Nebraska.
In Nebraska. Yeah. Omaha.
Just like we do Caesar salad. It was invented in Tijuana, Mexico.
He did it during poker games.
Okay.
The Reuben sandwich at his Blackstone Hotel in Omaha, Nebraska.
Man, I want a Reuben. I know.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
Reubens are my favorite sandwich.
I know it is. Salisbury steak.
Yeah. That's actually a hamburger. Did you know that?
Was named after James Salisbury, a physician who promoted minced beef.
Minced beef. That's hamburger, right?
As a health food.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
And he was clogging up those arteries with all that red meat.
And he advocated for a meat-centered diet during the late 1800s.
Okay.
All right. Fettuccine Alfredo.
It's got to be named somebody Alfredo.
It was named after Alfredo Di Lelio, an Italian restaurateur who created the dish in the early 20th century, and it gained international fame after being popularized by Hollywood actors.
Man, I'm not a big fettuccine Alfredo guy.
Another super heavy
dish.
I love fettuccine Alfredo.
I can't do it. I love it, and
I love it with seafood.
That makes sense.
Okay.
That's a good combo.
Something that you would not
would not do that, yeah.
Margherita pizza?
That was invented in Sicily.
Italy.
Close enough.
Naples.
That's the Sicily's the country that the boot is kicking on the map.
The Queen was her name, Queen Margherita.
Okay.
The pizza's red tomatoes, white mozzarella, and green basil were said to represent the Italian flag.
Yep. But I like pizza. I like margarita pizza.
Yeah. See, we learned all kinds of things today, didn't we?
I didn't realize there was that many that were named after actual people.
And one more. I know. Bananas Foster.
Okay.
I know,
someone
right?
named Foster.
Richard Foster.
Richard Foster.
Yes, a friend of the restaurant owner and chairman of the New Orleans Crime Commission at the time, from the night created in the 1950s.
I don't know if I've ever had Bananas Foster.
So, there you go. A little bit. We learned a lot today.
Yeah, named after a lot of people.
Hamburger Day and Brisket Day. And so there you go. All kinds of good things.
Yeah.
Do you believe there's life on other planets?
Unfortunately, not to the extent that I think we want to believe in. I think there's probably like
microbial,
bacterial type things. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say.
It is hard to say because there's so many planets out there.
Yeah. I guess if there is anything out there, I think it's so far away that we'll never get to it.
Yeah. 60% of people believe life exists on other planets.
I feel like that's probably gone down. Just in terms of amount of people that believe it.
Yeah. And 90% of us believe we should respond.
Oh, yeah.
If extraterrestrials contact us.
I'd agree with that. That's dangerous, though. I mean,
if they're like us, yes, it could be a little dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't think the microbial type will contact.
Yeah, they're
us.
Not picking up.
They're not answering the phone. Cows have best friends. Did you know that?
I believe that. Yes. A lot of people call cows just big dogs.
And they get stressed out when they're separated from them.
Yeah. I believe that.
Growing up on the farm, we raised Black Angus cows. Okay. Many, many moons ago. And I knew they had, I didn't know best friends, but I knew they had friends because the same cows, after a while, you notice, would hang out with the same type of other cows.
They got little clicks going on.
They got some click action
cow
going
clicks.
On. Yeah, cow clicks. That's exactly what my brother used to say. There's some cow clicking going
cow
on
click
over
going
there.
On over there.
And, yeah, they had friends. Hmm. I totally believe that. Took me a while to figure that out. But when you're on the farm and, you know, you're those cows like to hang out with each other. There you go. So they do have best friends.
I believe it.
All right. The game of Yahtzee is based on a game that was created by...
Peter Yahtzee.
Canadian couple.
Hmm.
The Canadian couple played the game aboard their yacht.
Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So they call it
Yahtzee.
This is a fun thing. Let's call it Yahtzee.
Okay.
Did you know that you emit a glow, James, an invisible glow?
That's very kind of you, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome. Researchers have confirmed that every living human being emits a faint, invisible glow caused by biochemical reactions occurring within their cells. This phenomenon, known as biophoton emission, results specifically when reactive oxygen molecules interact with the lipids and proteins of producing photons.
Cool.
So we have a little glow.
We all emit heat. Like you can feel it off everybody. Far, so I guess that's not...
Far too weak, though, for the human eye to detect. Yeah. Sensitive instruments and ultra-sensitive cameras have captured this natural emission. So just know, James, you're emitting a glow.
Man, we always got stuff shooting off of us and shooting through us and all sorts of things.
Shooting at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got so many radio waves running through us right now, it'll blow your mind.
That's right. We do. Being right underneath the tower. We do. The old radio waves. Right now, James, largest salmon run ever recorded is surging through U.S. rivers right now.
Cool. That's exciting for you.
It is exciting. The event is centered around Bristol Bay. 79 million sockeye salmon are surging upstream.
7 million.
79
million.
79
million. That's unfathomable.
Drawing global attention. The abundance benefits the environment, plays a crucial role in supporting the economies, indigenous communities, and commercial fisheries. They said it is something to behold.
What does it even look like? 79 million sockeye salmon just...
is heading upstream,
Heading upstream.
Yeah, heading upstream. Right there.
If you didn't know that was happening and then you just started seeing the wave of sockeye salmon, would you be scared?
If you threw a hook in the water and couldn't catch one, you're
bad luck.
You're bad, man.
Yeah. maybe give that profession up.
That's right. James got Swap Shop. He'll be back in the saddle next hour. Swap Shop coming your way. Public Pulse 910. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Good morning. If you need me.